This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Renee, I feel like Renee is... You've got like this trepidation going on right now. Like you should be...
Is he optimistic?
I thought you'd be a lot more energized by a Rangers Game 7 win. You're a big Rangers fan, and yet you've got this kind of look of like...
Let him win.
Inevitability on your face.
No, the job's not done yet.
Oh, this is what we're doing?
Job's not done yet.
Okay, now everybody got... Wow. You're a fan. You're a fan. You're allowed to be unreasonable.
Job's not done
yet. Oh, I was last night. I was off the walls.
But are you nervous?
I mean, of course.
I mean, but is this
is
this house money for you?
Yeah,
the Rangers. Like you weren't supposed to be here. You played 14 playoff games already.
You're Dallas.
You've won 5 elimination games. Yeah. 2 games. Like
they're Dallas. They're the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. Like you're right now.
They're just happy to be
happy
here.
Happy to be here. If we lose, we're supposed to lose.
Right.
If we make it
we're
a good series.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the coach to come out and give us the Jason Kidd speech.
Yep.
This is so much bigger than just this series.
Right, right.
This is a young team, right. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. That's the resignation speech before you quit.
Blah, 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 blah.
So
they're there. That's all that matters. They're there.
Listen.
House money.
Do you have tickets?
I want you to
do you
say
have
it.
Tickets to the Eastern Conference Finals?
What's up? Say it again.
You got any tickets?
You going to be at the Garden tomorrow night?
If somebody wants to give me a ticket, I'll go.
How much would you pay for
ESPN
one?
Is covering the series. We have a suite at the Garden. You can't get there?
Tomorrow is Renee's birthday, so someone really should treat him to this.
Why are you looking at us?
I know, right?
Bart feels the eyes in the back of his head.
He's going to throw that on us?
Right.
Hey, I'm buying a burger. I don't buy
that. Didn't that sound like very like as if, you know, someone.
Notice how I wasn't the one that said it.
You know. Broadcast, I think, should treat him
yes.
to it.
Someone who wears a really nice blouse around Bristol might want to take care of that.
I don't live in New York, and I don't have the money.
I wonder how much is the ticket.
We can work that
how
out.
Much is the ticket is it going there?
They're expensive.
Oh, they're expensive, but I mean, I think we can work something out. We have to try.
They give.
Don't we have to try?
I've seen more Jet players there than that mini camps.
By the way, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with Zach Wilson and all these dudes going to a Rangers playoff games with last year. But it's like, chugging beers, love the Islanders. Oh, and now all of a sudden we're Ranger fans.
Yeah, bandwagon. Well, we didn't see Freeney there, though.
No, I know. I give him credit.
So he
gets it.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys knew.
Like, what, CJ was there, right?
Bothered me. I'm not happy about
CJ
it.
Never went to the Islanders game.
Listen,
now, if I see
the
D. Woody go there.
And the Islanders, now, Brian Daboll wants to go? Of course, because the Giants, it's kind of more relative to the Rangers. In fact, the Giants and the Garden are very connected through history.
How did that happen?
What do you mean? Through history.
How did it become, if you're a Giants fan, you automatically become a Rangers fan?
I don't know.
Probably because
it's a tradition thing, because they've been around forever. You know, like all those older franchises that have been around forever, you sort of just kind of like...
But the Jets been around forever, too. The guarantee.
The Giants have been around since the 20s.
Speaking of the guarantee, happy birthday, Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's like that. How many more commercials? Did this dude do more commercials? What is it, Dentine?
Make it while you can, right?
Hey.
It's Barton on Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We have you called 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's start the campaign. Send Renee to Game 1 for his birthday.
Let's go.
Anyone out there has an extra ticket and wants to take care of Renee, this is your chance.
Do we need to have a GoFundMe?
Something.
I actually know what I want to see. Please fund me.
I want to see like a sugar mom who's like got 2 tickets, but she has nobody to go with.
Oh.
Hey, the more the merrier, right?
You know what I mean? Just call up. I'll take
Why not 2 sugar mamas?
Or 2. Hey. Right? Even better.
Hey, if anybody wants to take
You got that mouthpiece, though? Can you hold conversation? Like, I know a lot of y'all millennium kids, y'all ain't used to texting them. You put you in there with a real person. It's like,
I'm a better talker than texter.
Okay.
You're a better talker.
Yeah, way better talker. In person?
Great conversationalist, actually.
Okay.
So, all right. Let's see if anyone comes up.
What's your favorite color? Like, really?
This is what we're doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Meh.
Okay. Oh, I have word, Renee. We are working on it. So I've
heard, wow.
See, you ask, you receive. Already.
Wow. See how quick that day goes on these streets.
Wow. Someone, I'm not telling you who, apparently things could happen for you.
Wow.
For your birthday.
Much appreciated. Yeah. Thank you.
Doesn't mean you by the way, still coming to work, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here.
You got to be here and support us tomorrow as well.
Close mouths don't get fit, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Renee told me he has dinner plans tomorrow, so he might have to bail on those two.
Hey, listen. Things happen, all right? I'll make it work.
And listen, if we get you tickets, we need you to be there and say, okay, you're the good luck charm and that you're the reason why they win.
Mm-hmm.
So we need you to put the green suit on and pin it against the glass.
Yes.
I would do that.
Yeah. Green suit.
Yeah.
And you're definitely going full nipples against the glass.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, full. Yeah, so cut the nipples, cut the nipple part out of the green suit, and I need you to be sitting there agitating that. If you don't get punched or somebody in security come over and tell you got to leave, then you ain't did your damn job.
Yes, and somehow find a way to hurt Vasilevsky.
Yeah,
Can you get him hurt?
Can you hurt?
Then you know the Rangers are going to win because they're really good against the backup goalie.
Can you hurt his fist with your face?
That's one way to do it.
Very punchable. That's one way to do it. I have a face for radio for a reason.
So, getting back into conversations with you, there was, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I want to get into this. There was a meme going around this weekend, yesterday, once the Celtics got in, that was not too kind to KD and Kyrie. When you consider this NBA Finals is a matchup of the teams they said, I don't feel like playing here.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to play here. And both seem to do fine without them. It doesn't often happen where a superstar leaves a team and that team is fine. Like, we're right. Good.
Yeah.
And it happened. So the Warriors are back in the finals. In the amount of time that KD left to have his own thing, he's won one playoff series.
Yeah.
And the Warriors are in the NBA Finals.
They don't want two.
The Celtics, since Kyrie left, have been more than fine. Incredibly successful. Last year was a setback
year. Kemba. Yeah.
But it's right. And then, right, exactly. They got through Kemba. But what does it say about them? I'll say this. It tells me that next season, it's on. The Brooklyn Nets with those two guys, if of course the Nets keep Kyrie, which is not a given. Because you hear about the contract stuff already, that they're not ready to just hand him a fully guaranteed extension because they want their own guarantees.
Yeah.
Are you going to play? Are you going to be available? Are we going to have something else come up in the world that you just don't feel like playing for a couple of weeks?
There's monkeypox out there.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Is that the new one now we have to worry about?
Yeah.
Everybody getting monkeypox?
See, I got bored apes, and like y'all, I think, are mischaracterizing monkeys by putting monkeypox.
But. I think the question is no matter who wins this championship, one of them is going to have a former team that they left win a championship, but both are in the finals. So with that in mind, is next year a do or die, like must win a championship for the Nets? Otherwise, you can declare this decision for these two to get together a failure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it? Would we get to that point where, I mean, I think it's a failure.
Yeah.
They're getting older. And there's only so many opportunities you have. They left successful teams to have their own deal, and it has not worked. They might say, we don't care what everybody thinks. We're happy. Great. But you don't get to decide what we talk about because it's basketball. It's a very public thing that we can all talk about. Yeah. So while you're happy, the rest of us are like, that was terrible. A terrible idea.
Yeah.
It has not worked. So is next year a do or die for the Nets with those two guys?
I believe so. And like, you know, those two can be secure. Kyrie has one. Right, and KD has two, but it's always that third member of the squad or the big three that's stuck out there on the limb that needs to kind of get that sour taste and that name, that narrative away from their name, and it's Kangaroo Jack. Right?
Ben
so,
Simmons.
You know, before that, it was James Harden. Right, that's what they came there for to link up with these guys to become the dynamic duo.
Right
now, I wonder. Really, for me, it's going to be about what they do around KD and Kyrie. They got to get more length. Right, they need to get some athletic wings. Like maybe Joe Harris comes back, but they have some tweaking to do to this roster.
There's not much they can do though.
Well, how much does Ben Simmons make in comparison to what they were paying Harden? It should be more money there, right?
No. There's no money available. There's nothing they can do. They've got to make decisions on a couple of players as well.
They didn't gain money.
Remember,
but Harden makes more because the other guys that came with Harden.
Drummond.
Okay, gotcha. Drummond might
Seth Curry. Like, they have decisions to make on players. They've got to figure out what they can do, but they don't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
And so they've got to be healthy and available and play a season and see if they can win a championship because the older they get, the less you're going to believe they can get it done, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're just – but I'm looking at it as it's not what they think. They're happy. This is what they wanted. Great. But in basketball, when we talk about teams and players and movement and all that stuff, you're going to look at this. We're going to look at this as people who talk about the sport and look at it as they were in a great spot and they walked away from it. And that's, you know, and those teams did fine without them, and they never could win another championship.
And the thing is,
and that matters. That does matter.
Well, it discredits what they meant to the championships that they were a part of.
No, I don't think it does that.
I'm saying,
how we look at them, how we view them. It's just,
but
yeah, they were a great player, but man, that they did things that you just scratch it. At least LeBron bounced around, but always won wherever he went.
But I'm saying in KD's instance, right, because the core is still there. We plug in Iguodala, we win. Okay, we plug in KD, we win.
Uh-huh.
We plug in Andrew Wiggins, and we win. Yeah. So it diminishes like almost the titles that he won with the Warriors because it seems like he's a replaceable piece, and the end result is the same.
I'll put it this way. What it shows you is maybe we're learning that it's less about the stars and more about the culture.
Yeah.
It's less about the stars you put together and more about how what you have established there that gets the most out of the players that you get, regardless of who they are.
Yeah.
Because that's what Boston is. And Boston is looking into – Boston hopes they're looking into the future at what the Warriors are. Very similar. Built through the draft, right, with key young players who have gone through some losses. As you know, they've gone to conference finals. They've lost before and had to experience that pain that you always talk about to get to the promised land, which is where they are right now. The Warriors had to go through a little bit of that as well. And it's so sustainable because you have two stars that learn to play together that you drafted, and then it's a third piece, which is whether it's Marcus Smart or whatever. And then a coach who comes in and just sets that standard of this is who we are.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Miami has that. Miami had that. LeBron had to figure that out. Wade was trying to tell him, this is how we do things around here. They figured that out, and that's why they had great success. But LeBron didn't want that and left it. And I think Kyrie wasn't comfortable in that whole Celtic thing and the Boston thing and all that. And I wonder if KD just looked at the Warriors, which is the same thing. That's a culture. That's a play. They develop. Yeah. They draft. They work with you. Wiggins bought in, and they turned him into from a bust into a great player. And I just feel like KD wasn't comfortable in that place. Just whether he needed to be the man or whether he felt like, well, I'm not boys with these guys, and so I don't feel like I fit in. Whatever it is, that's fine. But it shows you, though, that the culture of a franchise matters more than anything.
Yeah.
Not just – you can put stars together. That means it's going to win.
Right.
You got to have the culture and a foundation, and those two franchises have it, and that's why they sustain success without these guys.
It's got to be the right type of blend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's more about the team, the culture, the way we play, and you have to adjust to – you have to acculturate to their culture opposed to making them have to fit around you. You have to fit around
you
them.
You fit in, right.
Yeah, and you look at Wiggins, right? He's a perfect example of that, right? Played a different way everywhere else he was at. Came there and he acculturated. He learned.
He bought in.
And that's what's happened. That's what's happened over the last 2 years. So when people say, hey, these things don't matter, they do matter, right? Because you look at down what happened to Dallas. Like, losing hurts, but it matters. The way that you lose and the way that you play and the way that you move forward, right? And, you know, when you look at these places, they have tremendous leadership as far as the core. You got Jason Tatum, an unselfish superstar, right? He's so unselfish that you forget that he's the star. Because he's so damn unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Jaylen Brown, who's
talking about
underrated.
Jaylen Brown is so much like Klay Thompson in this equation
Yeah.
because it's the same thing of Tatum can be the star. I don't need
and
it.
I don't
I'm
care.
Good.
And I don't care.
And Clay was the same way. Let Steph be the man.
Like, I don't care.
I just want to be part of winning. Like, and that is so critical as well. And Dwayne Wade had to do it. When LeBron got there, and Wade's like, this is my team. I already won a ring here. Yeah. But it's like, but for the betterment of the
You're
team,
the
I've got to back. I got to let him be the man or be the centerpiece. And I got to learn how to play off it. And that's what makes Dwayne Wade one of the great teammates, just like Klay Thompson, one of the great teammates in the history of the sport. And maybe Jaylen Brown will be saying the same thing about him
and that's the issue.
In the future.
Does Kyrie Irving have that type of humility? Because he has to admit, even though he's...
Well, he did when Harden got there because he played off the ball. He let Harden be the main piece.
I think they did that because they realized Harden couldn't get past people like he needed to, so he needed to facilitate.
Okay. But the problem was is that then... What Kyrie did was
he alienated him. Yeah.
Make himself like I'm not going to be around.
Challenge him in practice. Can you imagine that? Like yo, you guys asked me to come here, and I'm going at you at practice. And you saw it when they played against each other after the trade.
It was personal.
It's something personal there. Like like how is it personal between us? We were just teammates. Mm.
Reveals a lot.
Yeah.
All right, 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. You can weigh in on the KD Kyrie aspect of this whole thing with the NBA Finals. Also, Steph Curry, that conversation we've been having as well about what another championship would mean for him, just him personally, his legacy, especially if it comes with an NBA Finals MVP as well. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit progressivecommercial.com.
They are ready for the moment, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson are going to have a hard time dealing with the length, the athleticism, and the physicality.
You know, there's just too much firepower on Golden State, and I don't think that Boston matches up with them.
That's Barton Hahn, brought to you by The Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects, smarter, faster, easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Back to the calls we go. D is in Texas. D.
Man, what's up, Barton Hahn?
I love
the show. Hey, man, y'all made me change my topic. Y'all got to talk about something else that I want to change what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
But real quick, Bart, I was watching the Can't Wait game that night at work. I was watching with a nerd who don't even watch football, and he picked the Patriots to win, and he saw your interview. Can't wait. This guy said, hey, man, hey, that guy, he didn't know football from a basketball, but he said, hey, man, that guy there is serious. Uh-huh. Well, we laugh about that to this day.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, man, I think legacy and the overall player is different because we're talking about Kyrie leaving Boston. Hell, he left Cleveland after they won the championship, and Cleveland
walked
went back to the finals without
him. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cleveland went back to the finals. So,
yep.
Man, I think I don't dislike Steph Curry. You can't not like him. You know, I don't like the LeBron comparisons because for me, LeBron, MJ, Kareem, those three guys in any order, they all got a cement legacy, especially to be the GOAT. But I think that Curry's his legacy will surpass KD's, even though I think that KD is the better player. So, sometimes we get legacy and player mixed up, but Steph Curry's legacy was definitely usurped KD's legacy, especially if he wins another title.
That's the one, D. Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate you, man.
Here's the thing, right? Like, it's one of those things, right? And it's hard when you look at football, right? Because Tom Brady isn't the best quarterback.
Physically to ever play.
He's the best winner. And people can talk about culture. They can talk about where he played at. But Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes do things that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that this is the Tom Brady era.
Yeah, John Elway was an amazing thrower.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he was an amazing quarterback.
Dan Marino.
But, yeah, Dan Marino, especially Dan Marino, right? There are guys that you could say are physically better than Tom Brady at the position. But when you include everything, Tom Brady's the best ever play.
Exactly.
Like, it's just that's how it is. See, it's different in the NBA where, like, when we talk basketball, Michael Jordan just physically is like an incredible basketball talent and was a winner, right? So it's easy to put him as he's the best player to ever play.
Because he was both.
But Tom Brady is the best, you could say, he's the best player to ever play football, but he's not really the most talented quarterback
to
ever play the sport.
Exactly. So, like, when we look at Steph and his skill levels, like, man, we've never seen anything like that, but I feel like you're selling him short because he's a combination of both. Like Michael Jordan, he'll have the title, so he'll have the resume. And this is the thing: if they win this year, he's not done. See, like, his game ages well. Like, shooting is the last thing to go. It's like a boxer with the punch. It's the last thing to go
usually,
Right, and now
that's why you can last later. That's why Reggie played late into his years.
Ray Allen
plays late into his years. Shooting does last as long as, like, Larry Bird would have played longer if his back didn't give out on him.
Exactly. And the thing is, with Steph Curry, because he's smaller, I think that benefits him for as far as his longevity, because he doesn't play a game like AI or Ja Morant where he's hitting the ground
he's
and
up
falling.
In the air.
It takes minimum effort to shoot.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
It's also a less physical game than it used to be.
Yes.
Where he'll get, you know, he gets beat up and they protect him defensively, that he's not running through screen. They do a lot
of. He's a much improved
zone.
Defender. He played great defense in the last
year. He's smart. And again, that's because he's a student of the game. He's a smart player. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chris in New York on the Heat. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, Alan Bart? First off, you guys are going to win tomorrow. No doubt about that. You guys got the chemistry on and off the court. That's a W.
But that part is important.
Pretending like Jay Williams got a shot. Then I just want to say, before I get into my Heat comment, Curry's kind of just, you can't really pass the people above him. As much as he wins, it kind of stinks. That's just how it's going to be. But I just wanted to comment about yesterday. Everyone kept talking about how the Heat needed, like, add something to be better. Yeah. I think they were just hurt. Like, this is like with the Knicks last year. Well, Knicks 2 years ago when they were the 4 seed. Instead of just building continuity and running it back, everyone wanted to add new pieces like Fournier and Kemba, when all they really need to do is look at the Boston Celtics. Instead of panicking, build continuity and just keep building.
I'll push
and get
back.
Better.
Chris, let me push back. What did the Celtics do but bring back Al Horford?
Yeah.
They traded Kemba for Al Horford. That was a big deal.
I think Jimmy Butler needs more help. All he needs is a healthy Victor, like another year away from injury. He needs another year with Tyler Hero to improve. He needs another year with Gabe Vincent and Shrews to develop their roles a little better.
Okay.
And then maybe bring in another guy like an Al Horford. Like, they don't need to go crazy and blow up the team and bring in another piece.
I'm with you, Chris. I don't think you blow up the team at all, but I do think, as I've said, if you have, and thanks for the call, I brought this up just as a hypothetical, and I know Knicks fans are mad at me when I did it. It was a couple of weeks ago on Get Up. If Donovan Mitchell tells the Jazz, I don't want to be here, I mean, if you're the Heat, you're out of your mind if you don't think to yourself, let me bring this guy in.
You need somebody that can create. Kyle Lowry, his $25 million.
Duncan Robinson doesn't seem like he's really a big part of what they want to do anymore.
Because that's a team that's built on defense.
Yeah.
And this guy plays no defense. He's a liability. So he doesn't fit. So if you get rid of Duncan and you let Kyle Lowry go, is Kyle Lowry on a
No, no. I think he's got an option, but you can reduce what he means to you.
I don't think – listen, I'm so happy.
How frustrating was he to watch, by the way?
I hate it.
The flopping,
him,
the grabbing.
Yo, it was the flop fest. Like, I am so happy that, like, Marcus Smart can't act like Steph Curry knocked him over. Because the refs will not call it. They're like, no, hell no. We know Steph ain't even, nah, hell no. So, like, the flop fest has to stop. You got to play real defense and live and die with the results. But between watching him and Marcus Smart, I was like, you know what, man? I can't. Like, talk about the pace of play. You talk about the flow of the game. Like, they can be great wrestlers. I mean, come on, man. Stop it.
Just so you know, Lowry actually signed a 3-year deal.
Ooh, that's nasty.
He's got another 2 years left. It's not too expensive. It's $28 and $29 million, which I'm, all relative. He's got 2 more years guaranteed. He'll be 37
He is transformed into LME before our eyes.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
You talk about somebody need to get on a vegan diet.
We'll continue with your calls. And also, a future Hall of Famer talked about his future, and he might be done with his sport as well. We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
I mean, between Ryan and Cam, is anybody older than 30 around here? And I'm thinking to myself, like, are there people really that are listening to the show that don't recall things like Hakeem Olajuwon winning back-to-back championships?
Yeah. Listening to the show? How about working on the show?
See? Like, do you even recall Michael Jordan?
I certainly don't remember him playing.
You ever see The Last Dance?
Bart and Hahn.
Oh.
Straight out of Luke Cash.
Yeah. I think, you know what? It makes sense. Keyshawn grew up in L.A.
Yes.
During the era of NWA.
And
that's when they wore the starter jackets and the tight-ass Levi's. That's why he's stuck in the glory years. That's why he walk around with them tight-ass jeans on.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Straight out of Compton.
They have our back, Keyshawn.
This is just imagine.
I'm gonna roll my shorts up so high.
So apparently, so people
I'm
are asking.
My thighs on Keyshawn hamstrings. It's gonna be so uncomfortable.
So a lot of people are asking, will this be televised in some way? It's not gonna be live, but it is going to be recorded.
Yeah.
There'll be some production for it, and apparently, we're not mic'd up, but there will be mics, hot mics around.
Booms.
Which I already warned. We were told, you know, so just watch the language, and I'm already letting people know.
They can boobity boop.
You got to understand, like, I got texts in high school for using bad words, and I went to a Catholic high school. Like, I can't help myself when we get into competition, so I will not – I am not responsible for things that I say during competition. I can't imagine, though, you, Motormouth, like, that alone will be entertaining. Forget the game.
Yeah.
Just once you get started, I can't like, and you will just probably spend most of your time on Keyshawn. Like – talking about Keyshawn the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, to me, the entertainment value of that alone.
I've been talking about his thighs being eye black, like no sun is black. And I was like, no sun in my eye loans. I check Keyshawn.
It's that part will be interesting. So, and then they'll release a lot of the production, I think, the next day. So a lot of people can look forward to that. And if we lose somehow, some way, all the film will be probably burned.
Yeah. No, like, if we win.
If we win,
it'd be like
they'll pretend like it didn't happen.
It'd be like Deflategate. Not Deflategate, Spygate.
Spygate.
Like, yo, what happened to the footage? I want to put something on my social media.
Yeah, wait, you guys said you were going to put some stuff on Sports Center, and you were going to. Yeah, no. We couldn't get anything put together. It didn't really come out. It didn't come out well. Right? But if they win 11-0, it's like it'll be Van Pelt will be like, never mind what happened last night in the NBA game. You got to see this.
Yeah. It'd be like it'd be like True Lies, right? When the dude was filming and he was giving the speech and no batteries.
I'm telling you, you're right. If we win, somehow all the footage will be lost.
Yeah,
don't know what happened.
Yeah,
they forgot to hit record. Like, something will go down.
We gave it to Jay Will. He was supposed to give it to you guys.
But if they win, Sports Center top 10. Here's all 10 points that were scored by Jay Will. Yeah.
And Max's free throw.
And Max's free throw.
They're like, he missed on purpose because he wanted to give them a chance.
They'll even put Freddie Coleman in there. But what a great call by Freddie Coleman there on that foul. Bart on that foul, and Bart fouled out.
I feel like Freddie's like Neo and LL Cool J. You never really see his head. Is it me? Or do Tony always got
a hat?
Yeah, he always got a fedora.
Hell no.
He must got one of them lumpy ass heads like LL. Like LL had to take it off for a movie. We like, damn. Same thing with Neil, too. Like, damn! Look at the lumps on that mother.
You got to stop. Tomorrow is going to be unbelievable. Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we'd like you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Bar, Aaron Donald, as you know, kind of like completed
a fixture. He's been a fixture on the sidelines in Miami.
That's true too. He certainly has been. He was at Game 7. But he won his Super Bowl. He's been the most dominant defensive player of his generation.
Seven-time All-Pro in 8 years.
Right.
And never been done before.
And then left it out there like, you know, not sure if he wants to continue to play after, what was it, 8 seasons, right?
Yeah, 8 seasons.
That 31?
That would be a short career for anybody.
It would
eight,
be.
8 would be kind of cheating.
Right. But on the I Am Athlete podcast, he talked about walking away from the game and that he's perfectly fine with doing that.
For me, it's about winning. I don't want to play football if I can't win anyway. So I feel like if it relying and I got a real opportunity to win another Super Bowl, then it makes sense to play. But again, it's still a business. We got to handle the business side of things. And if that wasn't to get handled, then it is what it is type situation. I'll be fine regardless.
So he said it's a. He said he's not about money, but it is a business.
But I thought, hold on, this is the oxymoron. This only doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
he said hot and cold at the same time.
Right.
If it's about winning, we know that you just won a Super Bowl, so winning.
And you have
is
a team
right
that
there.
Can win it again.
Right. So winning is right there. You look at the easier path, which is the NFC. You're the favorite.
Yeah.
So if it's about winning, it's not about money. You already got the winning part set.
So what are you reading
then
here?
Then it's a business. Okay, he's negotiating in.
He's saying it's not about money.
But it is. It's about money. It's about the respect. You know how it is. It's about the respect. Right. If you respect me, I'm the highest right. paid player.
I don't care how much you pay me, but you'll show me how much you respect me by how much you pay me.
Exactly. So it's like one of those things, right? So I believe like he's the highest paid interior lineman. I think maybe T.J. Watt makes more money annually than him. I guarantee you he wants to be the highest paid defensive player, which he should be.
Of course.
Right? And it's over the body of work. And I think him winning the Super Bowl and closing out the Super Bowl with the sack kind of even submits that he should have it, right?
Right.
Did the same thing with Terrific Tom, ended the show there.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, and I just wonder, in a cap sport, how do they fit that in? Now, they lost Andre Whitworth. Like, we'll see how important he was. I mean, he's going to the Hall of Fame easy. As a left tackle, 40 years old, retired.
He says that he has said this even early in his career, that he might just play six, seven years and that's it. Like he says, I've been saying this for a while. Nobody has paid attention.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'd be willing to walk away right now shouldn't surprise you.
You get a lot of burnout. You get a lot of burnout. I'm assuming when you play at the level he plays and trains at the level he trains. Listen, remember, he was a little chubby when he came in. This dude has an 8-pack.
Yeah,
like yeah. He's 280.
No, he's in tremendous shape.
But yeah. You know, what I mean, and that takes a level of commitment that, like Tom Brady, can burn you out and take you out. The difference about Tom Brady, he doesn't have the physical pain because he's not getting double teamed and hit every single play that he plays. He has three children, I believe, now newborn. We saw him during the Super Bowl, uh-huh. And maybe he's saying, "Hey, I'd rather get out," because at the end of the day, at his 7 All Pros in less than. Eight years has never been done before, so he's already a first ballot Hall of Famer as far as his resume.
So he's letting the Rams know in a nutshell.
Forget them picks. Give me some money.
If you want me to stay motivated to play, something needs to be done. Otherwise, I'm willing to walk away from this thing. And if
Which
he does walk away,
I don't think he's.
You, all right, so you're saying he's lying. I'm just saying that if he does walk away, it does change the landscape a little bit in the NFC and for the Rams as well. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls on the NBA Finals and more. And also, Bart, a little fantasy football. Like when fantasy sports get too serious and when some people try to do what Will Smith did.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
Damn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the numbers. Tony is in Texas. He wants to know why we're haters. Tony, what are we hating on?
These Boston Celtics, man. I mean, you guys are giving them no chance in game one or the whole series. Because, you know, the game was ugly, yeah, but I feel like, you know, they didn't duck no smoke. They went through the hardest route to the playoffs. They were tired, man. I've seen them play all year long, every single game.
Mm-hmm.
When they hit the ball, that's why they got the lead, because they were pushing the ball and beating the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Every time when they get to milking the clock and doing things slowing
it
down,
trying
to get the
yeah.
clock to go to zero. That's when they slow. That's when their half-court game looks discombobulated and ugly and greedy or whatever you want to call it. But
when they're
going forward, because, I mean, you guys are
– We're not giving them a chance?
You guys are calling it basically a sweep. I mean, you guys
who
are
said
it?
Whoa, Tony. Who
said it's six?
Tony, we said it's going to be a six-game series.
I mean – Yeah, I guess, but you guys don't really think.
Okay. Do you agree that them having to go to game seven, not taking care of business in game six, hurt them and maybe hurt Robert Williams, who I believe is their most important player because his ability to get easy buckets?
So
you don't think
out of everybody hurt Robert for sure.
So you don't think that they're traveling probably today all the way to the West Coast after playing a grueling series mm-hmm. that they were beat up and now they gotta play a fresh Golden State.
They've been sitting around for 7 days.
That's getting back maybe Porter. That's getting back Gary Payton Jr., who hasn't played in the previous series. They should be the fresher team. It should be barbecue chicken game one.
you're going to see game two, though. Game two, you're going to see the size. I mean, you're going to see the size. We beat them pretty good through the regular season. I know it's a different animal.
You know who else beat them pretty good during the series? Memphis during the year.
Ooh.
Yeah, how did that work out for Memphis?
Yeah, I gotta be honest, Tony. I can definitely sense that you're just very sensitive right now about the Celtics, and I understand it. But I got to be honest with you, man. Like, to say that they're going to lose in six is not disrespectful at all. And what Bart said is 100% true. Their half-court offense can be a problem. Like, they are really good when they get out and they in transition. They get you turned over and all that stuff. But, I mean, you know, the Warriors are a really good team.
Defensive team.
It's not hating to say I'm going to take the team that's got the championship DNA in them. That's what we expect to see. And Bart's right, too. The lack of rest, the travel, all that stuff, it's going to hurt you. You'll be chasing this whole series. We're back in 10 seconds.
And what do you know? We got a couple haters. Couple haters.
Bart and Han.
Oh, the rhythm, the rebel. Chuck D's on our side, by the way.
We
didn't make him do a hostage video or anything like that, but he's definitely given us, throwing his support behind us. Just throwing that out there, too. We've got others, as you know. Like, the thing is, the people that have called in for us, you know, I want to name drop, like Ben Stiller, Patrick Ewing, Sal Palantonio. We didn't give them a script and say, could you guys read this on camera and just, you know, say something fun? Like, no. They just were like volunteered. Like, Patrick just sent me this video. I'm like, yo, all right, cool, thanks. Ben Stiller, he's like,
he was going to shoot another movie.
He's just sitting in a car. He's like, hey, I made this. Oh, cool, thank you. Sal Pal. Once he heard about this, he's like, you think I'm betting against Bart Scott?
We had joined at the hit.
Man, come on. Wait. And then, you know, and Chuck, I mean.
Ooh.
What? 7-Elevensports.com?
Yeah, 7-Elevensports.com.
What do we got?
This is a sneaky big pickup.
Uh-oh. Pickup? We got a trade?
No. Man, we're talking about the foosball. Bobby Boucher. Foosball.
Well, what happened?
Tampa Bay just got better. And everybody was wondering, are they
really?
Gonna bring,
is this
are,
what we need?
Yeah,
better?
Are they going to bring Ndamukong Suh back? Are we going to bring this back? Mm. This just in.
Oh.
Bucks sign Akeem Hicks. Monster. Formerly of the Monsters of the Midway.
I know.
Big man.
Yeah.
Big body.
You mentioned him.
Beast mode. I was hoping that the Jets go get him.
Yes.
I still hope the Jets go get J.C. Trotter.
Okay.
Like, it was a list that came out, top five centers in the league, J.C. Trotter. And he's a free agent from Cleveland.
Yeah.
You talk about making the best off. He would make the Jets top three best offensive line right there. Becton, Tomlinson, pro bowlers, J.C. Trotter, pro bowler, Treader, pro bowler. Vera Tucker, potential Pro Bowl, should be like one of the best left guards in the game, and then
you put a line like that together, you protect the child.
Matter of fact, yeah.
And then he's all swole.
Listen, they always listen to us, right?
Yeah, they do.
Jared's listening probably right now, making sure I ain't planting no landmines, stuff like that. opposition, do opposition.
Right, exactly.
Research.
Right.
But yo, if they do that, they go get J.C. Trotter. I like calling him Trotter.
I know you do.
I'm gonna go straight to Vegas. I'm gonna put the bet down. Real money.
What?
Not no baby money.
Whoa, bet on what?
The over.
A win total.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Hey.
If you were going Super Bowl.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know.
I ain't lost my mind. Even though, I know Zach is looking beefy.
Yes.
I see him every Wednesday because I wash his damn car.
Do you say to him that you look beefy?
I look a little bloated.
Crazy.
I don't know his career team. But we'll see.
It's that, like the off season where you just got to hold in a lot of water, and then he's got,
I don't know.
We'll see.
I haven't seen him in
just
the shower.
Just tell him stop going to Ranger games.
I haven't seen him in the shower, so I don't know what he looks like.
Well, hater.
Well, I mean. Is that what you're going to do? You're gonna go peep one day?
Well, you can always tell body fat, in the shower. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is Bart Scott doing in here?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, where's Zach? He's in the shower. All right.
Zach,
I'll be back in a minute.
Hands over your head, Zach.
Hands over your
head. Okay, let me see. All right. Your body fat's about 15.5. Okay. All right.
What do you think of this story? We'll get back to your calls, we promise. I got to do this quick. Tommy Pham, by the way, he was just suspended three games for slapping Jock Peterson.
Hold on. Tell me this. Were the fingers spread like above the rim? Were they spread or were they close together? That's different.
But apparently they were. It was because Peterson was accused of cheating for placing a player in injured reserve playing fantasy football. And they were like in a group chat, like talking about it, stuff like that. And I guess Tommy Pham just took offense to it. Like Peterson's like showing screenshots of their group chat, sending, you know, showing the media like, this is what he's mad at me about. He slapped me over this.
I mean, listen. It's almost like when you
he said he came up to me, he goes, you remember from last year? And Peter's like, what, fantasy football? And he just slaps him.
Yeah. It's like reneging.
No. But still, what did the five fingers say to the face?
Smack!
When you open hand slap a man like this.
Yeah, that's disrespect. Somebody got to use it. Like Dave Chappelle said, somebody usually have to die after that. Or Charlie Murphy. Like, smack, punch me. You smack me like you emasculate me. You know what I mean? You just neutered me.
That's like, some story.
You better punch me.
How about getting suspended for it? Even worse. All right, what would another title mean for One Legacy? That's next.
Keep my partner's name out your mouth.
Bart and Han.